My Prius is so dirty that I took it through a car wash, still dirty. So I think it's just, it might need to go to like one of those places where it's like a car wash, not the gas station automatic car wash, which I always, that's all I ever do. I also don't care. And then why is it the topic that I start the podcast with? I don't know. I have no idea. Other than it's the first thing that came to my mind. Well, I guess because I'm thinking after I noticed the car is still dirty, I don't think I should go back and complain. Not complain, but be like, hey, can I get another run through the fucking thing? It didn't really take. I would never do that. I just don't feel like having that conversation with some... I don't know the way the corporate structure works, or if it's an independent like franchise. I don't want to even know. It's fine. It was a thought that crossed my mind, of like, but I was already gone. I was already, so I'm not. Once I roll off the gas station grounds, I feel like I've lost any right to seek compensation, restitution, not compensation. Yeah, there's no compensation. I was not there. Well, there's nothing to even talk about. This is a non-issue. It's very rare that I would go to those lengths of like something, and definitely not in that situation. I don't know. If food is fucked up, I'll send it back. It's got to be fucked up though, in a way that I'm not the asshole. Not like, hey, this isn't what I consider to be medium rare. It would have to be, there's a shoelace in here. You can definitely send that back. If there's a shoelace in your food, that's never happened to me. Jacqueline's found staples. That's a diner thing, though, because they staple the bag closed, and I guess they do that over the food sometimes, and staples fly, apparently. That was a long time ago at a diner on the Upper West Side. So, and I can't remember the name of it. So they get spared. I also don't know if they still exist. And I wouldn't call out a business on my podcast. I'm not going to use my platform to go after people. Not yet, anyway. I could. I can't now. I mean, I could, but I wouldn't do it. I'm saying, if I had a lot of power, I don't know how I would act. If this was like this huge podcast and I could like actually say, this place is fucked, you know, I don't know, for whatever. I felt slight, this gas station with the car wash, but don't go to this gas station. Everybody, I'm not even, you know, is one of the big oil companies. I'm not going to mention which gas station chain it is, but I would be like, hey, everybody, don't go to that one. All right. They're all bad though, aren't they? I guess all the oil companies are bad. I mean, it is a Prius. I don't have to fill it up that often. And it's got a small tank. So I'm doing my part. I'm not into the plug-in. I don't have a place to plug in the plug-in. And I'm not, you know, and it's just doesn't suit my needs at the time, at right now. One day, we'll all be plugging in. And then the gas stations will be plug-ins. I guess. Or they'll just be car washes and like 7-Elevens, basically. You know, you go in, you get your Exxon. That's not the one. You know, whatever. I don't know what they'll do. They'll figure out something, I guess. Or they will. You know, what's an industry that went away and just all those companies are gone? Well, department stores for the most, well, not for the most part, but a bunch of them. Gimbel's, they were big. They're in Miracle on 34th Street, so I guess they were big. They're gone. Is JCPenney gone? Kmart was big. All right. I don't know what my point is. No, that's right. I didn't have one. There was no point to anything I was saying. I guess we'll all have electric cars at some point. I guess, unless they find something even better, solar. Ooh, that'd be nice. Solar cars. They could do that. There's watches. Get a solar watch, like a G-Shock. If you can harness the power of sun to tell time, drive a car. I don't know. It's not a bad idea. Somebody should be working on the solar car, if they're not already. Yeah, it stores up in the battery, and then, if you live in a place that's cloudy, I don't know. You get a sun lamp, which is powered by electricity. You might as well just go plug in. And then, we'll get the, I don't know. I'm sure there's some very interesting car power technology on the horizon being done by people who aren't just saying, hey, solar. Ooh, wind. How about wind? We'll all have windmills and solar panels. Then we got them both covered. And and then you plug in to your windmill /solar, and nobody's paying for electricity. Oh, they're not going to like that. The power company's not going to like that. They'll figure out a way to do something. Or you just like, you pay for one thing and then that goes away. It's like, oh, I don't pay for cable anymore, but now I have Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, and Paramount Plus. So I pay them instead of paying those people. I used to have to buy CDs. Now I pay Apple for the music instead of Tower Records, Virgin Megastore. I pay, it just shifts to something. So there'll be like another company be like, hey, we're your solar/wind, windmill maintenance company, and if you don't pay us every month, your shit's gonna break. I don't know. Obviously, I don't know. I'm babbling, so then I have to say, I don't know, to just point that out. Lot of bullshit in this episode. That's the roll of the dice you take whenever you listen to any kind of podcast. Is it gonna be good? I don't know. They don't know. Nobody knows when they start recording a podcast whether it's going to be good or not. And then by the end of it, it's like, well, that's what it is. Put it out. And by sheer volume, there's so many things to listen to. Why you chose to listen to this? Hey, because it's short and it's somewhat interesting for, I guess. All right. Thank you for listening. I try to stay from going too meta every podcast, and I end up in it a bit, and then try to pull it out. If I'm talking to myself, how can it not be that, though? Sometimes. It's going to have to be. I had to swallow. That was I know there's a lot of pauses in this, you know, I, because I'm thinking and I'm trying. Some are for dramatic effect, like that one. Okay, but I had to swallow. It was like a, just to, I like to keep you in the loop of what's going on when I'm thinking about it. So it's not, because you can't, you know, maybe I need to add video. That's not happening. Ever. Why should I say ever? You know, never say ever. Yeah, that's right. Never or ever, either. Don't say either one. Except sometimes. You see, because you can't say never or ever, so to say, you can't say those words. Yeah, and you know, hyperbole is great. It's very useful. It's fun. It's fun to speak in hyperbolic terms. Say there's a, you know, to say, oh, there's a lot of something. Say, oh, there's a billion. You know, it's more fun. If you're gonna talk, you might as well enjoy it. It's like cliches. People get mad at cliches. Sometimes they're fun to say. You hear one, and you're like, that would be fun for me to say. When will I get to say that one? If it's new to you. Yeah, it's a cliche, but you had to hear it for the first time at some point, and then you say it. Then before you know it, everybody's talking about wheelhouses. Is that in your wheelhouse? Is this in my wheelhouse? Everybody, I don't really understand what that term means, but I do. I don't know, like, technically what it is. This, what's a wheelhouse? I don't know. I guess it's something to do with, what do you call it, like a mill? I feel like it has something to do with a mill. But I don't understand why that is something that's, oh, something that I'm, you know, I don't know why it's a wheelhouse that it's in. When someone's like, oh, this is in, that's it. Oh, this is definitely in your wheelhouse, which makes me feel good. If someone thinks something's in my wheelhouse, I'm very happy. But I just feel like I heard that for the first time. I'm going to say 2008. And then just heard it all the time. And, you know, I must have used it. I think when I first heard it, I'm like, that's pretty good. I knew what it meant, even though I didn't know what it meant. And I like the term wheelhouse. I kind of know what that means. So I must have used it. And now everybody uses it. And it's great. It covers something. Purview, I guess, would be you know, that's in your purview. It's in your wheelhouse. Sounds better. All right. We've covered that now.